This is Dr. David Whitlock with your morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround us every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. In the Senate committee hearings a couple of weeks ago on reopening the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci said vaccine development is one of the big unknowns in the coronavirus response. He said this, "There's no guarantee that the vaccine is actually going to be effective." But he said he is still, quote, cautiously optimistic. Okay, that same day, Jim Duquette, a baseball analyst, said this, "I'm cautiously optimistic that cooler heads will prevail and that they'll figure out that nobody wants to listen to millionaires and billionaires argue about every last dollar." He was talking about baseball going forward this summer and having a season or not. So both two different people talking about being cautiously optimistic. What does it mean? According to the free online dictionary, being cautiously optimistic is generally confident regarding a situation and or its outcome while still maintaining a readiness for possible difficulties or failure. In that regard, I like something Zig Ziglar said years ago. Expect the best, he said. Prepare for the worst. Capitalize on what comes. I have no idea exactly what to expect in the next few weeks, and neither do you. Will we have a resurgence of the coronavirus because we've come back too soon? Will we have an economic collapse even more than we've already had and may never come back if we don't do something? I don't know the answer to those questions. All I can do is take care of my little world. But I do remember Ziglar's statement. It stayed with me in light of those statements about being cautiously optimistic. Expect the best, prepare for the worst, capitalize on what comes. A little over 3 weeks ago, Lori and I took advantage of a beautiful Friday and went out for a drive, and we stopped at an Amish garden and nursery and bought, well, quite a few plants. The next day was another beautiful day, a Saturday, and we spent the better part of that day planting. And, we were exhausted at all that work, so proud of ourselves. Then, surprise, surprise, the weather changed, and there was a frost warning and then a freeze warning forecast for Mother's Day weekend. I thought of Ziglar's quote, "Expect the best, prepare for the worst, capitalize on what comes." So I went out and bought a big covering for the garden, actually one of those like they use for tobacco beds. And along with a friend, Norman Gribbins, I spread over the whole garden that covering. I expected the best, that it wouldn't freeze, but I prepared for the worst, and the worst came. It did. It froze, but I was prepared. What about capitalizing on what comes? That remains to be seen, doesn't it? I guess that would be the fruit that comes from preparing for the worst. But I think it means something else, even in the immediate. At least in this instance, I got to know a friend even better as he helped me prepare for the worst. So you see, I've already capitalized on what happened. So how was it with you, my friend? Think about that. Can you be cautiously optimistic today about your current situation? Can you expect the best, prepare for the worst, capitalize on what comes? Think about it and do it, process it, and allow it to happen through you. At least you can try. So do that. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.